Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
It won't be like this forever, so just enjoy it while it's here. It's a really wonderful thing.
And James Bay.
It's about me. It's about my relationship with Lucy. It sums up so much of what went into writing this whole album. We're all works in progress. I still don't necessarily know who I am.
And Depeche Mode's Dave Gahan remembering the late, great Andy Fletcher.
I'll be honest with you, the first thought that came in my head was, I wish I'd been a bit kinder.
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
All right, this could be the end of us as we know it, because our next guest has been very naughty, cheekily, comedically, brilliantly naughty, with the title of his band's forthcoming show and tour. And Vassos somehow has to get his head, but more importantly, his tongue around it.
I hadn't noticed until Rachel pointed it out to me, so thank you, Rachel. He's the BAFTA-winning comedian who devised and stars in the biggest show on Channel 4, and more importantly, puts the bins out when Rachel tells him to. He's about to go on tour with the Horn Sections hit show starting next month. So if it's not too corny, honk if you're Alex Horn.
All right, just give us the title of the show once again.
The Horn Sections hit show.
That's
well
a big pause.
Well done.
Hello, everyone.
It's a big pause. Hello, Alex.
It's bin day.
Yay.
It's bins tonight. Bins out tonight.
It's bins tonight. Tuesday, bin day, Thursday, Friday, Monday. Round of applause, controller round of applause for the great Alex Horn.
Thank you, control room. Guys.
Come on, Alex. All right, what's going on with you and the tour? Come on, let's get the big sell out there now. Let's do it again in the middle of the chat and once again at the end.
Okay, yes, we are on tour for the first time for a long time, from March till the end of the year. I don't know where we're going or when we're going. Rachel knows that. Rachel's in charge. But we start at Chesham United next Friday.
Do you actually?
You've got to.
You've got to.
It's our stadium gig, only 100 people in the bar. That's a fundraiser for the club. But anyway, and then we're off. Then we're off around the country. So it's, me and my 5 old idiot friends.
All right. Very clever idiots. Very funny idiots. Very joyful idiots. They spread joy. That's what they do. They do what it says on the tin. TheHornSection.com for the Horn Sections hit show.
I don't know what the problem is with this. And people have got in touch about the poster. Apparently the poster looks odd as well. I don't know what... what the issue is, you can buy t-shirts with the name of the show on.
Right.
So I don't.
What
I
is the name of the show again, Alex?
The Horn Sections hit show.
See, the way you say it, it gets even closer to the edge.
Because it's a hit show. We're going to play all of our hit. but yeah, the idea of the tour is it's just feel good. Because I heard the news. It's not great, is it? So this is just 2 hours of feel good. There's no think good. It's just feel good fun.
Will the hit the fan?
Well, the trouble is the hit is a song all about peas and the taste of peas, so we don't think we can talk about that here either. So,
less is more. We can play less is more.
Yeah, you can't play all of that, but it is the tour is appropriate for kids age 14 and up or
right,
down.
If people have no idea what we're talking about, why are we sort of skating or coming in hot from very thin ice here?
Well, I think the trouble with being a comedy band is that we've got to skirt on thin ice as a comedy band. So the things which are... We're actually really child appropriate and we don't really say anything bad in the show.
Well,
but
you don't pull any punches at Carfest, do you?
No. We had quite an afternoon slot where you said just do what you want, which was very kind of you. Yeah. But people seem to enjoy it.
I was delirious at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, and you were hilarious at the time.
So was I.
Which is great. Delirious meets hilarious.
Yeah.
The Horn Sections hit show.
Perfect.
Thank God for apostrophes. So March is where it kicks off officially, when it kicks off officially. Cambridge, Milton Keynes, Salford. Is that all right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
In April, Alex, you and your friends and your hit show are going to Liverpool, Middlesbrough, Durham, Buxton and Exeter.
That's a big week.
But don't try and get tickets for Durham or Exeter unless you're going on the black market. Because they're sold out, everybody.
Yeah, so go to Middlesbrough and Portsmouth instead. Middlesbrough could do with a bit of a push.
June 2024, they're going to Leicester, Guildford, Portsmouth, Norwich, Cardiff, Coventry, Nottingham, July, St Albans. Just the one date in July.
Yeah.
September, Birmingham, Hull City Hall. Goes through to October.
Mm.
Durham, Belfast, Dublin, London, Nottingham, Bristol, Bath, Brighton, Novemberage, Edinburgh, Aberdeen, Newcastle, Leeds, Halifax, Sheffield, Bexhill, Reading, Oxford. Further dates may be added if it goes well.
And I think the Palladium is in the middle of all that, which is sort of the biggest
Palladium.
One. Yeah, we have done it once before, so it's really exciting to go back there. That feels like a it feels like our spiritual home, although we it's not because we've only been there once.
Why not?
This is the sort of place we'd love to be our spiritual home.
Yeah,
because it's such a fun space. It's a fun space.
It's been described as other things.
Yeah.
And also, it's a fun space in an amazing place. The London Palladium. Did you ever in your wildest dream?
No, not at all. And it's so weird when you go and see a show at a place like that and think, God, we've been on that set. Or we're going there soon. It's very surreal. And yeah, it's a real pleasure. So we are trying to make this show reasonably big. So we've bought some special
stuff.
Shirts. We've got a shirt. We've got two halves of a pantomime horse. Unfortunately, we've got, I think, two back halves. So we've got to somehow make that work.
Already great.
Yeah, pretty pleased with that. Yeah.
So did you actually have to buy two full sets and just pretend that you didn't? That's
hilarious.
Rachel,
I've been on Amazon, Rachel.
Where'd you buy a pantomime horse?
Amazon come daily now.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that's hilarious. Well, Amazon comes thricely daily to our house, but we never get a pantomime horse. We just get more things addressed to Natasha.
Not cheap, even from Amazon.
How much?
Pantomime horses. Well, it should be £200, but obviously it's £400 because I had to buy two back ends.
All right, what else did you buy?
Well, so the first... Well, there's a song about camels, a song about cleaning fluids, a song about snow, so we need all three of them in the show at some point.
Oh, you need snow.
A lot of darts shirts.
Dart shirts?
That's our costume this year.
Excellent. Will there be any dartage going on?
No, I just like the look.
There could be.
If you want, yeah. Yeah, we could do darts.
Maybe you'll have darts backstage. A lot of time to kill. It's either that or drugs.
Well, there is a Taskmaster element in the show. I'm just moving on. There is a Taskmaster element in the show, so that can easily have a dart side of it. Yeah, there'll be darts. Let's say there'll be darts.
Okay. A bit of dartistry.
Yeah, there'll be some dartistry. We'll jump on that bandwagon. I don't know what else prop-wise. But it's big. We've got a huge sign saying, hit show. Says the horn section. Hit show. It's mainly about that. Yeah.
I bet you're really excited about going on tour, aren't you?
I really am, because my life is half the year is Taskmaster and half the year is the horn section.
Yeah.
And we've just finished filming the latest bit of Taskmaster, so I'm now chomping at the bit to do something else.
You're like Channel 4's Mr. Beast. I've been researching a lot of Mr. Beast because we had this one of a guy called Chris Anderson on yesterday who runs TED Talks. He's the head of TED. He's the TED head. He's written this great book called...
Infectious
Generosity, which shot to the top of the Moving and Shaking Show today after his appearance on the show. And he talks in that book about Mr. Beast. My kids love Mr. Beast. Every time I've seen anything Mr. Beast does on YouTube, I love it.
Yeah.
So I've been took a deep dive into him and his life. He's still only 25. He's been YouTubing since he was 15. Yeah. Well, actually, he's been YouTubing since he was 11. But he destroyed all the ones between 11 and 14 because his mates used to take the mickey out of him at school because he wasn't very good. Ha ha! Who's laughing now?
Absolutely.
Not them, that's for sure. Well, maybe they are, but not as much as he is. And you could say he's laughing all the way to the bank, except he's not because he puts all his money back into
his remarkable. New films. Yeah. I think what he does is he's himself all the time. Like, if you don't know Mr. Beast, you might have this image in your head of...
Real name Jimmy.
Yeah, and they call him Jimmy in the show as well, in all the shows. Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. He actually commented on one of my YouTube videos.
Did he actually?
Once. And my kids, it's the one thing that my kids
It's the
respect.
One time the kids were like, oh, wow, Dad, this is amazing. Yeah, everything else Alex says, they're like, oh, we don't want
what
to know
What did he say?
It
was our
What
bad
was the video?
Golf.
What did he tell us a story?
It was our first bad golf video that I do with my friend John Robbins, who's in the next series of Taskmaster.
Right.
And it's just me and John playing golf badly. John and I playing golf badly. Anyway. And
is there an option?
Is there an option
to play not
bad? Oh, I see. No. Yeah, exactly. It's me and John playing golf. And Mr. Beast just wrote, "This is cool." And we're like, I think that's Mr.
This
Beast.
This is cool, Mr. Beast.
So odd. So he must have sat there and watched me.
Hit show, also cool.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Wow.
But I think, we talk a lot to YouTubers in America. There's a program called Game Changer, which you like, which is out there. And I think they've found a new way of doing telly. But don't tell Channel 4 that.
No. But what I'm saying is, because he lives and breathes YouTube, as I say, he's still only 25. He's now built these studios in North Carolina. So he has these movie studios. He owns three of them.
Wow.
They're 75,000 square foot in area each. And the reason he's had to build these is because his Squid Games YouTube video cost $4 million to make. And he can't use warehouses because they have the joists in. Right. Which is why film studios, which you can see from various motorways in Great Britain and highways in America and in the valley over in California, that's why they're square.
Right.
You might know all this. I don't know if you know all this.
Well, we drive past the Watford, the Harry Potter studios quite often, and it is that enormous block, isn't it?
They just look good. They look IMAX. When you see 27 on the side of it, like you see the numbers on runways, giant numbers on the side of square buildings and movie lots, I just get really excited. Yeah. And if there's a few golf buggies around, well, that's it. You know,
but it's funny because the Dude Perfect lot have the same system. They've got their own warehouses, right. But they all started just in their backyards. And we kind of, with Taskmaster, we haven't moved on. We are still in this tiny little cottage with a tiny backyard. And I think the sensible thing would have been to have built a studio. But we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Not ever.
No. And we've got Junior Taskmaster coming up again, which should be in a studio, but we've not done that.
Yeah, but there's still time.
Is there?
There's still time.
I think it's a British way, though, is just to keep it small.
Well, it's very sort of theatrical as opposed to stadium-like,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
How exciting is this?
With Waitrose.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Up and at 'em, come on, things to do. Don't cheer, you'll just embarrass yourselves. We're not bored of it yet, so it's lovely. There's no stopping 'em, no stopping 'em.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
Oh, there's nothing nicer, is there? Nothing nicer.
With Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
I mean, what's not to like?
Saturday and Sunday from 9:30.
Over on Virgin Radio.
I know you have your big annual sort of organic, spontaneous/not spontaneous Taskmaster mustering, which is what, if people don't know.
Yeah, well, that's where we gather at Chesham United and play games, and the whole of the crowd can become Taskmaster champions. We whittle the 3,000 people down to one.
And they come from all over the world.
Yeah, it's very odd. We haven't got a date for that. Instead, we've got the sort of Taskmaster football match on May the 11th, which you attended last year.
Yeah.
Which is a sort of cross between football and Taskmaster. So
I didn't know that was the Taskmaster football match.
Well, it's not really. It's a comedy football match, but it does attract...
very funny.
It attracts similar people, yeah.
You played really well. And also, you lasted the full 90, man.
And then I went to hospital with my finger in two pieces.
Yeah, but nothing to do with your leg. That was just a finger injury.
Well, I'll take the compliment. Thank you, Chris. Yeah. I didn't score. I got
doesn't
an assist.
Matter. You ran around for 90 minutes chasing
I
a
run.
Ball.
Well,
I can run for
heavily.
4 hours, but not with sprints and, like, you know, adepts... The odd bit of skill involved.
Yeah. No, we're back with new rules, and there'll be a multi-ball system for 5 minutes. We're just trying to make football more entertaining. That's the idea.
Yeah, because it's really struggling at the moment.
I think football can be so boring, and if I was in charge... You know, the head of the FA is called Alex Horn, or was called Alex Horn. And
no way!
We quite often get each other's emails.
Wow.
Yeah, it's completely
That's
true.
That's more fun for him than you, I would imagine.
Well, we're similar age as well, but I think, yeah, if I could have slipped in a couple of rules. We haven't. We've corresponded. Nowadays, you don't need to meet.
We had the Captain America, Chris Evans, on the show
once.
And I thought it was going to be hilarious. He just didn't want to know. He was like, oh, God, his name's Chris Evans. He's
it's the most exciting thing in the world to have the same name as someone.
Yeah, well, I think so. He didn't think that.
No. Oh. Well, he's the bad Chris Evans.
Yeah, he's such a baddie for a goodie.
Yeah.
Don't you think so? The Horn Section. When did you first become the Horn Section? When did the Beatles meet?
I can tell you exactly. It was when Thomas Horn, our eldest, was born.
Right.
So I remember being...
Was it a tribute to him?
In mid-test. No, it's because I was frustrated because we had this baby.
Oh, no, not a child.
We couldn't have any fun anymore. So so I was in mid-test where I live, where my parents live, with Joe, who's in the band, where we grew up together. So we've known each other 45 years. And we were saying, we've got to do something. We've got to get out of this situation. So our careers, he was a jazz musician. I was a struggling comedian. And we said, let's unite our troubles. So we put together this show up in Edinburgh, which is comedy and music, which weirdly isn't done very often because it's expensive.
It's also difficult.
Yeah, it's quite difficult.
It's
comedy songs are...
To sustain It's really difficult.
And also, comedy songs make people groan a bit if you in your head.
Because they think they know what's coming. And
yeah. But there are people like... So our heroes are Bill Bailey or Flight of the Conchords or Tim Minchin, who are cool. So we're trying to emulate them. But yeah, it's just five jazz musicians who I shouldn't even call jazz musicians because that's not a great advert. So one of them's in Robbie Williams' band. One of them plays with Madness and High Flying Bird. So they are really proper musicians. And I'm not a musician, but pretend to be.
Yes, so good. When was the first appearance of the horn section? How did it go down? What did you learn? And then I must remember to go back to a Palladium question.
Right. So the first appearance was actually at Ronnie Scott's, where Mark, who's our saxophonist, I know, I was invited to do a comedy section with them, and I made the band play along to me doing comedy, and we just thought this works. So that was the first one. And then I've got to remind you to ask me a question about the Palladium.
Okay, so you're playing the Palladium for the second time.
Yes.
And it's similar to the question I just asked you, that's why.
Right.
What did you learn by your experience playing the Palladium the first time that you might deploy for the second time?
Rachel was at the first performance. It was actually filmed for the Dave channel, and you can see the show on YouTube.
Wow.
What we learned was it was 4 hours long. Don't do that. Don't do that. 4 hours is long. So it's going to be an hour and a half. I think you...
Was it actually 4 hours long?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were doing it for a TV show.
Oh my word, stop, it was long.
Yeah. So just keep it brief. Keep it short. I think if you're going to an event, I love an hour long show. Have you seen, there's a show called Six in the West End.
Yes.
All about Henry.
Yes.
It's an hour with no interval.
I didn't know that.
So it's like being at a Little Mix concert, but Regency dress.
Eli's been, and
it
I knew he didn't have an interval.
Amazing.
And he said it flies by.
Yeah.
But because it's short. It's an hour.
Yeah. I think the shorter the better. The shorter is the more value for money.
Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. He never does 1 second more than an hour.
Yeah.
This is the longer you stay out there, the more chance you have of losing. If you stay out there long enough, you will definitely lose.
Yeah. Our tour show will be 20 minutes with an hour long interval at the end.
And now,
just chill
okay,
out.
That's all from us. Enjoy the interval. Yeah. Part two tomorrow in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see you there.
No, I always drag it out a bit and the band say, come on, just keep it short. And they are right.
Okay.
Less is more.
All right. What else?
Well, I guess it's just... it's Taskmaster, children and the horn section. Oh, we've got a podcast. Is that? Oh, there's a dress code for the show. The audience have to come all dressed in white.
They have to come?
Well, they don't.
Refused
really.
Entry?
No.
Well, what? Seriously?
I've got an idea. I think you like this, Chris. I'm telling everyone... today, with you, that audience members have to wear white.
Right.
And then when they come to the show, I'll be able to tell who's heard this interview. Because on the podcast, we tell everyone to wear yellow.
Okay.
So when I look out, I'll be able to tell, well, there's the podcast listeners over there. There's Chris Evans listeners there. I'll go on...
So this is your market research.
This is market research. So if you're listening now, wear white and I'll be able to tell who you are.
That's the very... That blue, yellow, green person thing, the psychology experiment.
You know, I'm going to say yes.
You're rated as a person. But there's fun in that. There's a game in that already, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, dividing the audience up.
Yeah.
We're getting loads of WhatsApps about you. Not even asked for any. You're so popular. People love you. John in Holmes Chapel. I've been a long-time follower of Alex, so thank you so much for the laughter. I'm always intrigued by your amazing T-shirt choices. You must have a huge collection. Are you unveiling any new ones during this year's tour?
Unveiling T-shirts. Well, we are selling T-shirts, so if you like shopping, come to the show.
If you like shopping,
I don't know if I'm unveiling. I've got a T-shirt now, which Rachel got me for Christmas. It's of a...
What is it, Rachel?
It's a polar bear paddleboarding.
Yeah,
but I prefer your jumper, actually, which is the Golden Girls.
Golden Girls jumper.
Brilliant.
Always.
Awesome. Yeah. Jane says, morning, Kristen, team, and Alex. Please can you ask Alex what he's looking forward to the most about going on tour? I have my tickets and we can't wait to see him.
I'm looking forward to the ones where I have to stay over. Sorry, Rachel. But that's when we... What I don't like about a tour nowadays is where you zip in, do the show and zip out, and you don't see the town at all. So places like Middlesbrough and Durham, we're going to make the most of. We're going to do the sights.
All right.
And meet the people.
Sonia says, morning, Chris, the team. Currently WhatsApping from sunny southern Italy.
Nice.
Woohoo! If Alex had to come up with a task for the breakfast show team, what would it be? Great show, as always.
It's always food related. It would be eat something beginning with every letter of the alphabet within the hour. Just go. Because you're in a London Bridge. You can find that stuff, can't you?
What's the number one? Yeah, Borough Market. What's the number one? The number one task that you... That has been... A, your favourite.
Mm.
B, the favourite of the crew or the team.
Mm.
C, the hardest one to pull off. D, the most popular virally or with the audience.
I'd say the one that keeps coming back to haunt us is Chesham Town Hall. The comedians walk in. The mayor of Chesham is sat there. And all the task said was, impress the mayor. You have 20 minutes. Your time starts now. And these are five entertainers. It was Richard Osman, Joe Wilkinson, John Richardson, Catherine Ryan, and another... Doc Brown. So they're brilliant comedians. And they were so under pressure, even though their job is entertaining people. But just seeing them try to impress the mayor... So Richard Osman juggled, Catherine Ryan did a rap, Joe Wilkinson stole the show by running to Sainsbury's at the other end of Chesham, coming back with 24 Calippos. And that impressed
the mayor.
And
two cans of beer?
And four cans of strong lager, yeah. So that's the one I just really like. That encapsulates the show really well.
So it's your fave?
Yeah, because we see the mayor of Chesham quite often. And he now has a Twitter account as the Chesham Taskmaster Mayor.
Do you think you'll ever one day be the mayor of Chesham?
The mayor of Chesham is a volunteer job and it's loads of work and you don't get paid, so no.
Okay. Just checking. So that's tick. We've asked that one. Other potential mayoral candidates for Chesham, nothing to fear here.
Yeah, you're fine. You're
all
safe.
Right, off you go.
I also, the favourite of the crew might be, there was one which we didn't do for a few series because we didn't know where it would go, was give Alex a special cuddle. And that didn't seem appropriate, but eventually we said, let's just do it. So that ends up with me in the back of Bob Mortimer, in the boot of Bob Mortimer's car.
One.
Yeah, just Bob Mortimer cuddling me in the boot of his car. And in the boot of his car, he already had a spray deodorant and a banana. And
just anyhow.
And he sprayed them and we ate the banana.
Never knowingly goes out.
No.
But
he'd never been in the boot of his own car before, but now he has.
All right.
That's what Taskmaster does for you.
The viewer's favourite that you know about?
The viewer's favourite. They like the music ones. Right. They like the ones where the comedians have to come up with a song quickly. There's Ramesh Ranganathan singing a song about the tree wizard. That was our first viral hit.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the one the kids like.
It's tough, which is why people love it. How many series of Taskmaster now in the can and having been broadcast?
Good question. Series 17 starts soon. I'm going to say it might be March. Series and 18 17. We finished yesterday.
Same slot?
Tasks. Same slot, Thursdays at 9. Yeah.
And Junior Taskmaster, when's that going to air?
Later in the year at 8 p.m. on a day of the week.
Good.
It's fun for all. In fact, it's really great. It's 9, 10 and 11-year-olds, and it's so magical seeing kids be kids and use their imagination and be competitive, but also supportive. It's great.
I used to work in telly. I promise it's true. Okay, I have a BAFTA like yours, and it's real. and I would suggest, respectfully, humbly suggest, also a repeat showing Sunday afternoon.
That's a great
Sunday
idea.
Tea time, 5
o'clock. Yeah, yeah.
That's what you want. If you do your homework, you can watch Taskmaster.
Yes. Okay. Kind of right. Well, I'll put that to
the parents
the boss.
And kids' favourite. They spread the love, man.
Yeah, and finding a show that you can watch with the family.
It's where the Muppets used to be, 5:30 on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
The old Muppet slot.
And it's aimed at families rather than aimed at kids. So the stuff the parents will enjoy, the kids won't understand, and so on. So yeah, it's good.
So you get a telly person in, right? Amongst many other brilliant talents, and suddenly you go back, something happens, and your old telly spirit it resurges inside you, and you finish 9:45,
wow.
00, bang on time, and we're out, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, Alex Horn.
Thank you, Chris Evans. Bye.
Right,
bye, Rachel.
Thehornsection.com for tickets to the Horn Sections. Hit show. All right. What's up?
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. On DAB digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk.
I got my mind set on you.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Love Chris Evans.
Woo!
Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.